The 131st British Open is underway this morning at Muirfield, Scotland, where Tiger Woods attempts to move within one victory of becoming the first man to win all four of golf's major championships in the same year. Woods already has won the Masters and the U.S. Open this year. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob.
How many other golfers have gotten halfway to the Grand Slam?
The number would be three: Ben Hogan, Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus. Now, Hogan, interestingly, in 1953, came over and won the British Open, but couldn't play in the fourth major, the PGA, because in those days, the PGA and the British Open were scheduled so close together, you couldn't get back. Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus each finished second in the British Open by one shot. So this is the challenge that faces Tiger Woods, to go by what Palmer and Nicklaus didn't quite get done and to do what Hogan did do without getting to play in the PGA.
All right. What are his chances?
Well, according to most of the world, pretty darn good. In golf, if you were to say, take one player against the field, the other 155 players, almost without fail, the bet is to take the field. But according to the bookies overseas, where it's legal to bet, and according to any so-called golf expert you talk to, most people would take Tiger against the field right now because he's just so dominant, most people think he's going to win.
Some of the greats of the game from the past have had some comments lately about Woods' challengers. What's that about?
Well, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, and Gary Player have all been quoted since the U.S. Open as saying that Woods does not have the kind of challengers that Nicklaus, the acknowledged greatest player in history until Woods came along, had. Nicklaus had Player, who won nine majors, and Tom Watson, who won eight, and Palmer with seven, and Lee Trevino with six. There's nobody currently playing who has numbers anywhere comparable to those in the major championships. But you can flip it over and say, if Tiger Woods had played against Jack Nicklaus, how many majors would Jack Nicklaus have won? Would he have won 18? Today's generation is very angry with yesterday's generation for putting them down. Of course, the way to quiet yesterday's generation is to show that they're not intimidated by Woods and beat him every once in a while, which right now they're not doing.
David Duval is the defending champion of the British Open. Anybody talking about him?
I would assume that his mom and his dad are, but that might be about it. Because since he won the British Open last year, Duval has had all sorts of physical problems. And if he contends this weekend, it'll be a big surprise to everyone, probably most notably Duval.
Is this another one of those brutal British Open golf courses where you have the north wind, sheep, and everything else?
It is a classic Lynx golf course. There are no trees, and there are more sheep than trees around the golf course. You're right about that. And you better hit the ball straight because it's got those pot bunkers. It is not a golf course where you can dominate with length. A lot of players are going to hit two irons and three irons off the tees. And what that does is it doesn't weaken Woods at all, but it brings more players into contention because you don't have to be very long in order to play this golf course. You've got to be straight. You've got to have great imagination around the greens. And I hope that that will make for a close competition on Sunday as opposed to what we saw at the Masters and the U.S. Open, where Sunday was little more than a coronation for Woods.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, currently at work on a book about this year's U.S. Open Golf Championship.